So how long do you use the chemo and how long do you use the
erlotinib? Yeah, so I'd give up to 6 cycles of the chemo with the erlotinib, and then I'd put the person on erlotinib maintenance and continue them until progression. And then one of the things we presented this year at ASCO is the question of an individual who's had a great response to erlotinib, then they progress. Should the erlotinib be continued or stopped? And you probably know better than I, this is a raging debate with Herceptin and breast cancer. Our data was fairly provocative that it may be beneficial to continue the erlotinib, that the rate of progression appeared greater off erlotinib than on.
Can you talk a little bit more about the specifics of that report?
Yeah, so we took patients who either had a known EGFR mutation or had been on erlotinib or gefitinib for at least 6 months, i.e. surrogates for good benefit from the drug, and who then had documented progression at some point in their natural history. We got them a CAT scan and a PET scan. We stopped the erlotinib. We did the exact same 2 scans 3 weeks later. We restarted the erlotinib. We repeated the CAT scan and PET scan 3 weeks later. So we had paired data, baseline, off erlotinib, back on erlotinib. And we also had careful correlation of their clinical symptoms. And we were rather impressed by both the worsening symptomatology in that relatively short time period with 7 out of 10 people feeling worse. And then when resuming the erlotinib, 7 out of 10 either stabilized or felt better than they did when they were off the erlotinib. Also, there was suggestion on the CAT and PET scan, particularly the PET scan, that some of the lesions flared more and then did quiet down when they went back on the TKI. So our general approach would be that, you know, the resistance to erlotinib is probably arising just in a subset of the tumor cell population. If you can still gain something by controlling majority of cells, and stopping everything is probably not prudent in that case.
So in the non-smoker, you would start with chemo / erlotinib, continue the erlotinib. Where does Bev fit in?
I think Bev fits in when, you know, in the absence of a clinical trial showing that Bev maintenance would be a great thing, adding it to erlotinib, I think Bev fits in at the time of progression as an option.
What are the other options that you consider at that point?
Well, I think if an individual progressed on erlotinib who'd had a very good result initially, we oftentimes try to rebiopsy these folks to look for the second mutation, the acquired resistance mutation, analogous to what's been found in CML, where they're looking at drugs like dasatinib and GIST tumors. And there are trials that are specifically focusing on that population. But I think our general approach off of protocol would be to continue the EGFR TKI and probably add in either chemotherapy or bevacizumab. No one knows which is better. And the ideal thing is to have a trial for these folks. But in the absence of that, some of these folks can have very good results with chemotherapy added in.
Now, what's your algorithm in the patient, again, who quit 25, 30 years ago, had less than 15 pack years? Same algorithm or different?
That's a tough call. I think that I'm more inclined, if they're bevacizumab eligible, because the likelihood of mutation is less at 15 pack years than it is if one is a never smoker, to consider adding the bevacizumab to the chemotherapy.
As opposed to erlotinib.
Yeah. And if you look at it, we might have some rough numbers in this. When Dr. Sandler presents the Bev carbotaxol data, he's got a 35% response rate. I know that with carbotaxol and erlotinib in an unselected population or in a 15-pack year smoker, I have about a 20% chance of an EGFR mutation. So my chance of response is probably not significantly higher, and it might be less than if you use the bevacizumab approach.
Do you think chemo is adding anything in the non-smoker? Do you think erlotinib would give the same results? Of course, you're doing a trial looking at that. Maybe you can talk about the trial.
Yeah, well, we even discussed this amongst ourselves, you know, in a curious and friendly, contentious way. One of my colleagues who's been great in the lab with this stuff and in the clinic, William Powell, thinks that the Tarceva alone may be just as good in that population, or at least in the mutated population. And one of the questions, of course, is whether the mutation population is really just a subset inside the never smokers, or whether there's a group of never smokers without mutations who do somewhat better. I prefer, in the absence of a known mutation, to give chemo with the EGFR TKI to the never smoker. A, that's our best data ever at the 23 months. And B, there may be some patients in there with KRAS or other mutations who might be more likely to garner some benefit from chemo than if they were just treated with the EGFR TKI alone.